The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, The Saint, the Terrible Tin Type, originally aired 11/26/1950.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as the Saint.
On my way, Mr. Templar.
Hands up. I said hands up.
Are you crazy or something?
Do you want me to shoot you?
Look, I'm not crazy. I'm not even something.
Then go right back inside.
No, wait a minute. Leave us not lose our heads because...
Sit down over there, Mr. Templar.
Mr. Templar? But I ain't, Mr.
Sit down.
Okay. Sitting down, but I still ain't Mr. Templar.
Don't think you can escape what's coming to you by lying to me.
I never lied to Blanche. And besides, my name is Louis. Mr. Templar invited me over to dine, you know, for dinner. I drive a cab. Does Mr. Templar drive a cab?
Well, no, but...
Well, you see, that proves I'm not Mr. Templar.
It does not. Where's your cab if you're a cab driver?
Out in the street.
Oh, you're trying to trick me into leaving.
No, lady, you can't keep a cab in an apartment. What would the landlord say?
Stop trying to fool me. Just give me that picture.
What picture?
I'm Sally Blair.
Yeah, I'm Louie. I'm pleased to meet you.
I want my sister's picture.
I haven't got your sister's picture. I haven't even got my picture.
I'm warning you.
I haven't even got a sister.
If I have to kill you to get it, I'll kill you.
Lady, that's against the law. Ask any policeman.
This is your last chance. Are you going to give me the picture, or will I have to shoot you?
I think you'd better shoot me, Miss Blair.
Oh, Mr. Templar, I'm very glad to see you.
I didn't knock. It's not polite, but, well, it is my apartment. What seems to be the trouble?
Hey, all of a sudden, she's crying.
Yeah, so I noticed.
Look, I don't like to mention this in front of a crying woman, Mr. Templar, but that's a gun she's still got in her hand.
Yes, I think I'll take it, Miss Blair. Thank you. It wasn't loaded.
It wasn't loaded? So what was I scared about?
Miss Blair...
I'm a fool.
Probably, although a pretty one. Who is your sister?
Valerie Marsh. But you already know that.
I do now. I didn't before you told me.
But you must have known you have her picture and...
A picture of her doing what?
Sunbathing at the beach in Miami with Pete. Mr. Templar, you know...
Pete, of course, would not be Mr. Marsh. Presumably, then, the picture of Mrs. Marsh with a friend in Miami... Probably taken at a time when she had told her husband she was elsewhere, would be valuable for what? A divorce case?
Now you're admitting you knew all about it.
I'm being bright. Humor me. Your name's Blair. Your sister's name is Marsh. You're not wearing a wedding ring, however. Therefore, it's your sister who must be married into a man named Marsh. Simple?
Maybe for guys that went to college. Me, I played hooky from kindergarten. To me, it ain't simple.
But it's true. Am I right, Miss Blair?
I don't know, because you should have known all these things before this... Because, after all, you did have my sister's picture.
Who told you that?
Valerie's husband, Theodore Marsh. And he ought to know, oughtn't he?
I don't know. Let's go ask him.
Mr. Temple, you're walking into a lion's den.
I'm driving there in a cab.
Yeah, but your name ain't Daniel.
No, however, Miss Blair needs help. Right, Miss Blair?
It isn't help, it's... Well, it's clearing things up.
Well, perhaps we can get started on that right away. Exactly what did your sister's husband, Theodore Marsh, say in reference to me?
Well, after he told Valerie he was going to divorce her, he said you had a picture of her and Pete taken in Miami 2 months ago.
Where was he at the time?
Out west someplace on business.
Your sister really was in Miami?
Yes.
She was at the beach with Pete?
Yes.
Pete what?
Brian.
But of course it was the merest coincidence, huh?
No. Pete's in love with Valerie, but...
How about Valerie?
I don't know. Except that she'd never do anything that would endanger her marriage.
Oh. I take it your brother-in-law, Mr. Theodore Marsh, is very wealthy, then?
He is loaded. That is, yes.
Well, this here is either the Marsh residence or Grant's tomb.
It's the Marsh residence.
Okay, but how can you tell?
Grant's tomb is smaller. Miss Blair.
Thank you.
Louis.
Yeah, I'll wait. I wouldn't even mind.
All right. I'm sorry about the dinner.
No, that's all right.
Would you like to go and get something to eat while you're waiting?
I should say not. What kind of guy you think I am? You ask me to dinner, I'm going to have dinner with you if I have to wait till breakfast.
All right, Louis. Come on, Miss Blair.
Mr. Templer.
Oh, come now. You can't be formal with a man you were going to shoot. Call me Simon.
Simon, don't tell anybody about my trying to shoot you.
I won't. I really should have had a manicure before I touched that button. Tell me, is it solid gold or only gold-plated?
Everything that Theodore buys is solid gold.
The poor man must be weighed down.
Good evening, Miss Sally.
Hello, Graves. Come in, Simon. Graves, where is Mrs. Marsh?
In the music room, ma'am.
Come on, Simon.
Miss Sally?
Yes?
Mrs. Marsh may not welcome any visitors. She's not well.
That's all right. She'll see us.
Oh, as you say, Miss Sally.
Graves is a very nice butler.
Well, his hair is hardly snow white, however.
Butlers used to be young sometime or other.
Oh, I don't know. I always thought they were kept in the cellar till aged, like wine.
This is the music room.
Well, it's a little smaller than Carnegie Hall. No balcony.
Who's that?
I'm sorry. I hope I didn't upset you, darling.
Sally. You couldn't upset anyone. You're too wholesome.
This is Mr. Templer.
Oh?
How do you do?
Mr. Templer, the detective?
Well, not exactly.
Shouldn't you be muttering somewhere with my husband in a dark corner?
I don't know him well enough.
Or possibly lurking in a hotel corridor?
I never lurk. It's an allergy.
Although I will admit you surprise me.
Do I?
You don't look at all like the kind of man I thought you'd be. You should have been small and sly, greasy. Your hat pulled over your eyes, a cigarette dangling from your lips.
You know, I once knew a man who looked exactly like that.
Oh, one of your associates.
No, he happened to be the professor of ethical philosophy at Harvard.
Valerie, stop flirting with Simon. Besides, you're wasting time. He says he never had a picture of you and was never hired by Theodore to do anything.
Then why did Theodore say that...
I don't know, but I believe Simon. Look at him.
Yes, I'm looking.
Yes, and if I'm turning a beet red, it's because it's very warm in here. Shouldn't we be asking that question of Mr. Marsh?
Oh, yes, of course. Sally, darling, will you get Theodore? He's in his study.
All right, Valerie.
What is Mr. Marsh studying?
What?
In his study.
Oh, the labels on bottles of old whiskey.
Oh, well, now that's a fascinating subject.
Mm-hmm. You're a little on the fascinating side yourself.
Yes, but I don't have $1 million.
You mean like Theodore?
Mm.
Some men don't need $1 million.
Like Pete?
Oh, Pete. He'd just like to have money. But actually... Well, that was Sally.
Your husband's study. Where is it?
Oh, come with me. It's upstairs.
That's an odd place for it.
No, it's next to his bedroom. So that after Theodore has studied enough bottles, he doesn't have to walk upstairs. He couldn't. Sally.
Oh, Valerie.
Sally, what's the matter?
Behind the desk.
I'll have a look. That was Theodore Marsh, Sally.
Yes. You said was.
Yes, I said it intentionally. The knife in his back reached the heart. He's still warm. He was murdered quite recently.
Murdered?
Men rarely commit suicide by stabbing themselves in the back. They find it inconvenient or something.
I beg your pardon, but I heard someone scream.
Miss Blair, Graves. An unmannerly sound, but Mr. Marsh has been murdered.
Good heavens, sir.
Yes, I agree with you. Would you mind phoning the police, Graves, and asking them to drop in?
The police? But...
Yes, Mrs. Marsh, and some of them probably won't even remove their hats. It's vulgar, but still...
You're being unkind suddenly.
I'm being angry, I think. Someone's been trying to make a fool of me and succeeding, which isn't very important, but the same person has done something a little more serious. He or she has murdered. You know, people get electrocuted for that.
Okay, Joe.
Get a shot from this angle.
Make it snappy over there, too, would it?
Yeah.
No fingerprints on the desk?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Templer.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Come on out in the hall.
Oh, all right.
What were you doing here?
Well, Miss Blair asked me to visit with Mrs. Marsh.
So?
So I was visiting with Mrs. Marsh.
Why?
You've seen Mrs. Marsh?
Why did Sally Blair ask you to visit in the first place?
She thought I was an art patron.
A what?
Lieutenant Riley, stop pretending that you don't have degrees from at least two universities.
Hey, quiet, quiet. What do you want to do? Get me in trouble with the boys?
I'll keep it a dirty secret between us.
Thanks. You're not confiding in me tonight?
Not until I go home and write like mad in my diary.
All right. Go home.
Well, I'd like to say goodbye to Sally and...
To neither of them.
Oh, I suppose there's a profound police reason for that.
Huh? Nope, I'm just being mean. Good night, Templer.
Good night.
Templer.
Yeah?
One thing I gotta say about you. You got a lot of dignity.
Oh, it's funny you should say that, Lieutenant. I was just considering sliding down that banister.
Lots of cops back at that marble shack.
So there were, Louis, so there were.
What'd they find out?
That Theodore Marsh was dead.
By themselves, or did you tell them?
Louis, stop being disrespectful.
Okay. We eat and dine now?
Now we turn left at Milani and stop
1890?
No, 312.
Oh, that's too bad. 1890 Milani Road would have been at least an appetizing address. Who are we calling on?
A man named Pete Bryan.
Can he cook, maybe?
No, but he has other talents, Louis. He looks very pretty in beach pictures.
He does?
He does.
You're going up to his place to take some more pictures?
No, I just want to find out exactly how he fits in the picture of murder.